Hello.
Hello, is that Karen Hallez?
Speaking. Hi, Paul.
Karen Hallez from Enterprise Ireland?
Correct.
Great. Karen, hello. Hello. I would very much like to follow up with you, your thoughts and feelings about Le Web now that it's happened about 2 weeks ago. Would you like to start by saying something about your thoughts after it's happened?
Yeah, it's interesting times because, as you say, it happened 2 weeks ago. It's the first time that Enterprise Ireland had organised a presence at Le Web on behalf of our companies, and the first time indeed that a nation was represented at Le Web. 2 weeks have gone by. I've had some conversations with some of the Irish clients and companies that were there to see what their thoughts were. And on the most part, I think we're all very encouraged about how the stand had been received. The companies that were there all got a lot from the show. I think there was a big sort of understanding, I suppose, once you get to Le Web, that it really is all about social networking and marketing, and nice. Therefore, you know, difficult to measure straight away in terms of value, but it's one of those shows that, you know, unless you're there and you're meeting the people, it's impossible to sort of to do that outside of Le Web. You know, you come across so many influential people, you have some fantastic conversations. It's a very open forum for going up and meeting new people and talking about your business or your idea. So I think it's just a crossroads for, you know, the cream of the internet ecosystem that you wouldn't come across otherwise.
And this was the first ever group of Irish businesses to go with Enterprise Ireland to Le Web. And, you know, two weeks afterwards. Now, look, it's very buzzy, very exciting, all very big for the people who went. But, you know, you're hard-nosed business people in Enterprise Ireland. You need to think about, was that a good investment? So, what's your feeling about it now?
My feeling is that it's probably a little early to tell still. Yes, I mean, it's a significant investment that Enterprise Ireland made.
Can you put a figure on how much money it cost you to do it or anything like that?
I won't put a figure on it.
I understand, but it was a significant amount.
Le Web is an expensive show, the longer you leave it, the more sort of prohibitive the price of the tickets becomes. So as a first sort of, you know, pioneer presence, I negotiated a package with Geraldine Lemaire, the organizer of the show, which included a number of subsidized passes for a number of our companies. And we decided to run the whole application process as a competition. So, you know, we asked all the companies to apply with, you know, a reason for them being at Le Web and why Enterprise Ireland should have them as part of the group. So yes, it was a significant investment. We will be looking to justify that investment. And in fact, nothing has been decided for 2011, because as I say, it's just too early to tell the actual value that we will get from a show like this. And, you know, inherently difficult to measure as well, because doing business based on relationships that were perhaps sparked up at a show, you know, it can take 2 years for something to come round. Go on.
No, I was going to say, I'm going to talk to all the others. I'm going to try and find out from them what they got out of it.
Yeah, and we've actually kicked off that process already. And, you know, by the end of this week or just before Christmas, we'll have spoken to all the 10 companies that were there in terms of their feedback, what they got out of the show, what value they believe was created, And therefore, you know, gathering that feedback probably now, and in a couple of months' time, we'll go through the same exercise again. And then that will help us make a decision as to whether Enterprise Ireland does a similar thing again, or what has changed, or, you know, even if, you know, it perhaps, you know, if it's not worth doing it again, what we do in its place.
Yeah, that's right. Look, can I ask you something personal? I know this is a short interview, but I just want to ask you, who did you meet in Paris during Le Web who really, really impressed you? You know, this is not about Enterprise Ireland. This is about Karen. You know, who did you really like there?
I met, he describes himself as a business angel, stroke seed investor, stroke internet entrepreneur. He's one of those, I suppose what we term as clever people in Enterprise Ireland.
Right.
One of those people that it's great to have in your network because they know everybody that you need to know, and they will have fantastic insights into, you know, how to get to where you want to go. The guy is called Rodrigo Sepulveda, and he's Chilean, based in Paris, knows all the guides, you know, without dining with Loic Lemaire and all the sort of the clique
right.
on one of the evenings of Le Web, you know, one of the sort of private parties that you don't get to unless, you know,
you're worth
your two pennies. So, you know, he was very impressive, and we had a chat after he did one of the sessions on the Thursday. He was sort of the host of one of the sessions, and we had a quick meeting afterwards. And just one of those guys, you know, when you're talking to them, it's inspirational. They know their stuff. They have ideas. And you just know that by sort of having sparked up that conversation, it was all worth the while of being there. And I feel, you know, personally, and as well as, you know, feedback that I've had from some of the companies that were there, it's often those conversations that happen on the floor that are more inspirational and more useful than actually listening to some of the guys speaking on the main stage. I mean, it's a big generalization to make. Obviously, some of the guys that were interviewed by Loic Lemaire are extremely interesting and have, you know, excellent insights into the industry. However, you know, a lot of them were very corporate and a little bit sort of stunted, whereas the conversations that you can have one-to-one, you know, having try to sort of contact people before the show and then you actually meet them face to face can be really, really inspiring and really inspirational.
Well, that's a real encouragement to Irish businesses to just get out there and go and talk to people informally, it sounds to me.
Absolutely. And Le Web, you know, unlike a lot of conferences or shows that I've been to in the past, it really is that open. You know, there are lots of tools in place in the run-up to the show, in terms of sort of online meeting tool, you know, obviously everybody was tweeting about it, so there are ways of getting in touch with people through Twitter, and it's one of those rare opportunities where people don't mind you just sort of walking up to them and introducing yourself and having a chat.
Karen, I could talk to you for ages about this, and I would love to, but I promised you a short interview, and you've been wonderful. So, look, is there a last word you'd like to put into the interview before we finish?
Well, it would be great, you know, anybody that's taken the time to listen to this interview, if you know, they have insights into the web, you know, if Enterprise Ireland are thinking of doing something again in 2011, it would be great to have their feedback in terms of how we can best support Irish industry in this way with Le Web. What can we do differently or better next time round?
Karen Hallez, Business Development Manager, Enterprise Ireland in Paris, I thank you very much.
Thank you, Paul.